Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. We have a special episode for you this time. We're recording live on the new Disney Fantasy ship. Today, our Mouse Chatters are Bob, Lauren, Chris, Steve, and I'm Lisa. Welcome, everyone.
Hey.
Hi.
Hello, Lisa.
You're goofy.
This is the first time we've recorded live.
I know, it's kind of weird to be able to
see everyone. Strange.
Yeah, like, no, we're all in one place.
I know, I'm sitting here staring at Bob thinking, huh.
Right back at you.
Thank you.
Wow. We're getting uglier by the second.
Oh, it's only just begun.
Yeah. Okay, so what we want to do is we've been on here a good 24 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're on the Fantasy. We're looking over at Mickey all dressed up in his Buccaneer costume. He's all dressed up doing his pictures and autographs. We're in the main lobby.
Pirate night tonight.
It is pirate night. So we've already seen a lot of little kids walking around with the eye patches and the makeup, and it's cute. It's adorable. But we want to start from the beginning. And Terminal's beautiful. It's huge. They have some entertainment. They had Mickey Mouse, again, dressed up in his sailor outfit. So you can take a look at him, do your pictures. I'd say we got on around
11:30. Yeah, 11:50. Noon. Yeah.
Yeah, it was 11:30 or 12. And so what you get to do is you get to explore the ship or you get to go eat. And so we...
Or you can run around like lunatics. Yeah,
Lauren and I had some business to take care of. So what we did is we went and made our Palo reservations. And we actually did that in the Palo restaurant. Sometimes it's in a different location, like the D-Lounge. And we also made arrangements to change our dining time from late to early.
Those are all things that, you know, any passenger.
Yeah, if you come on and that's on your agenda, you can take care of that. And all you have to do is ask someone where you need to go for that. They do have designated places. And it's something that you need to take care of right away because your Remy and your Palo reservations will go fast. You can reserve brunch or dinner. And
it should be noted that most of the time you can actually reserve them ahead of time, too.
Yeah.
Yes, you can. You can reserve those ahead of time, but if you forget, you can do it once you get on the ship and see what's available.
And typically there are limited reservations available at first online, mm-hmm. so they usually do hold back a number for
they'll
people
keep some.
Once you get on board. And yes, Remy, I think, is only available for dinner.
Yeah, yes.
Brunch, yeah.
And
Kids Club signs-ups, those are all
Yeah, you can do that in the terminal.
Yeah.
Get that done either ahead of time or do it in the terminal and you'll be all squared away. What you'll do in the terminal is they'll give your child a wristband, and this is going to have all kinds of information. It's a little electronic type wristband, and it connects them to you. So in an emergency event or any event that they need to find out who this child is, they can. Another thing that you might want to do when you're doing your initial experience on the ship, spa reservations. You can get a spa tour, you can get a gym tour, or a fitness center tour. They have all kinds of information and great things that you can do. And we'll talk a little bit about the spa in just a few minutes. But I think that was, you know, then we went to lunch. So that was our initial experience. And then we pretty much went into our muster drill.
Right.
Yeah?
Yeah, muster drill, you don't have to have life jackets, so that's nice.
Yeah, it's nice that they don't make you put those on. Because it's very awkward when you do. And I did talk to one of the cast members. I was very intrigued by the lifeboats and was very surprised to find that those lifeboats hold 270 people. And it is not a comfortable looking setting. They almost stack you up on top of each other. Some people get a top row, some people get a bottom row, and they've got you very tightly packed in there. But again, it's not a luxury tour. It's a life raft. So...
And hopefully you never need to use it.
Hopefully you never have to see the inside of one, but they have enough food on there for 3 days, food and water. They have medical supplies. They have telephone, and...
all the comforts of home.
Yeah, they do. And so you're all set.
Do they have the DVR? That's what I want to know.
No DVR, Lauren.
Can I get Grey's Anatomy
exactly.
on there?
Yeah. No. Can I watch American Idol?
No. So so we did the muster.
Yep.
And then what did everyone do?
Sail away party.
Yeah.
After that.
Yeah. Oh, that was fun. I like that.
you know, which is, you know, I mean, dancing and getting people engaged and as far
as
the crowds.
They gave us champagne with
champagne for the preview crews and commemorative glasses
which is nice.
Yeah, and they are real. I broke one.
That's why I didn't let you carry it.
It fell out of the bag, and yeah, it really was glass. It's not plastic.
And they give you the streamers
and stuff. And, you know, you eventually, they count down to the horn, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and you hear the horn blast.
At least they didn't sing.
You know, when you wish upon a star, and then you, you know, you feel the engines start up, and then, you know, around 5 o'clock, you actually, we felt it, you know, pulling away.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as, I mean, impressions...
You don't really notice it, though, when you pull away.
No, I mean, it's very slow.
Well,
they don't say, hey, we're pulling away.
It's like, but you, it's like, all of a sudden, we looked outside. We were in the room.
I know.
And we were
so
like,
weird.
Man, we're cruising.
I was like, oh, my God, we're moving.
And yeah, they were waving from the terminal. They had on their Mickey hands, and they were waving us goodbye from there.
It's a nice touch.
To
oh, well, Chris, what happens when you enter the ship?
Oh, they announce you.
Yeah, they'll announce your family name, or we actually had them announce Pixie Vacations, which was kind of fun to hear that, you know, go through the lobby.
And they all clap for you, which is cute.
It's cute. They make you feel special.
Yeah, it's really cute.
Overall impression so far, I realize we haven't been, you know, on board all that long. Thoughts about, you know, the cabanas, the quick service? I mean, what do you think?
I like that it's no longer one long buffet. I like that it's stations.
Oh, it's much nicer.
I do like that.
Much nicer layout.
You know, they tell you don't have to get in one line, and they almost tell you don't mind your manners. They're saying there is no cutting in line because there is no line.
Right.
So I like that.
It's really easy to access. And the food was good. They had a seafood bar. They had a pizza
pasta,
bar.
Chicken fingers.
Yeah.
I didn't see a salad bar.
Yeah, there was.
There were salads.
Okay, I missed
that. There was the pizza was actually really good.
You know,
a lot of times you get really bad pizza on a Disney buffet.
Yes.
This was very good. They had Steve, of course, can speak to the dessert bar.
That was good.
And of course, you can get all your drinks at a separate area. I mean,
and
really
sodas are free on the Disney Cruise Line.
But they limit the desserts because now you have to ask.
You do have to ask.
You have to ask for the dessert.
It used to be where you would take.
Yeah, you just.
It's
well,
such a burden.
But what's so nice, though, about this is you know, everything is behind those glass, bars. So, you know, kids aren't reaching
out, or adults
aren't reaching out, touching everything, and then putting it back, or they're not sneezing on the food.
And you know what else
I
noticed?
That's a bonus. That's nice.
Yes,
I like that.
Okay, a couple things that I noticed in comparison to other cruises, and specifically to the Dream and the Wonder and the Magic. And these are small, subtle touches, but I like them. We're going to have an announcement here, so hopefully you can still hear me. They normally have you grab your silverware and your napkin and your tray, and then you go through the line, the buffet line. I'll wait a second.
Oh, Aladdin's going to be on tonight.
The stage show, not the movie.
This will be good.
Yeah.
They pulled it out of California. Oh, look at the pirates.
We're back.
Yay.
So, yeah, Lisa, you were talking to differences of cabanas as compared to the Wonder and the Magic.
Right. And just one that I noticed right off the bat was there was no silverware, because there's no beginning of the buffet line, so there's no silverware and napkins to grab, which you either juggle or put in your pocket or run to a table and put it down. But it's a pain to carry your tray as well as your silverware. Minor detail. But then I realized there are no trays. This is, I think, a very smart thing for Disney to do, because you're typically going to carry one plate at a time. This is going to be less food wastage than if you have a whole tray that you can load up with your soup, your drink, your two plates. And this, I speak from experience, you can load up a lot of food on there. When you have one plate, no tray, you load up one plate, and going back, you might not do it. You think twice. I didn't think twice. I did go back, but...
But the silverware is there right on the table
silverware
waiting for you.
The silverware is in a basket on the table, ready for you, and I think that's incredible.
Right.
Just because It was an obstacle before.
And then you go up and just get your drink from the drink station.
Right, you have your drink station.
One of the things I noticed about Cabanas, I mean, compared to the Wonder and likely the Magic, I mean, the food was better at these buffets. You know, Beach Blanket Buffet versus Cabanas, Cabanas wins hands down. The food overall has been very, very good.
And normally, like, when you get on a cruise ship, it's, like, so hard to find a table.
We haven't had any trouble.
It was super easy to get find a table.
You know. Yeah, even on yesterday when we arrived, which it's usually pretty crowded.
Usually
first
like
meal of the day.
You're waiting for someone to get up.
Right. Yeah, you're stocking tables waiting for them to leave.
A big hassle.
It's like hitting the lottery.
You know, overall, just, I mean, walking around impressions, I mean, I think it's
beautiful.
I mean,
it's stunning.
It's stunning. It's huge. I mean, especially if you've been on the earlier ships. Yeah. It can't compare. I mean, the hallways go on and on and on.
It
and I think
really
we've all
does.
Gotten pictures of just hallway lengths that just, you know.
You
just,
can't see the end. They break them up, thankfully, because otherwise I think you'd be overwhelmed and just
but
dizzy.
I also think the layout of the ship is nice. And once you kind of get acclimated with
right,
it, it's
really
easy.
I think we're learning our ways around, but it seems like everywhere you go, there's artwork on the walls or.
I mean, look at these chandeliers.
Yeah,
they're beautiful.
I mean,
yeah. They're awesome.
I guess you guys can't really see them, huh?
No. They've got this peacock theme in the main lobby where you've got it on the carpet with the feathers and the colors and also in the chandelier in the main lobby. And it's absolutely beautiful. They've got it in the tile, really, carrying over the shape and the blues and the greens.
In Cabanas, they have that mosaic, that tile mosaic of Nemo.
Nemo.
And it's each individual little tile piece is made up of thousands of tiles from artisans from Italy that they brought over.
Right.
And the bathrooms are really cool.
The bathrooms are really cool.
Yeah, everywhere you go.
There's a cooler bathroom everywhere.
There's like an Art Deco bathroom right around the corner from here that's incredibly gorgeous. And it's just a bathroom.
Right.
Well,
the
bathroom by Paolo, that was...
That's pretty
and
impressive.
And even the mirrors in the bathrooms, if you all noticed, they're all hidden Mickeys.
Yeah.
So they've got the one big mirror and then two little side mirrors to make like a little Mickey shape.
Yeah.
The carpeting, if you've walked in the carpeting of the hallways on the way to the stateroom have each of the four ships in the water with their ports.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's a nice little...
Oh, you know, it's interesting. Somebody actually told me, one of the crew told me that when you look at the floor in the hallways by the cabins, there's the map and the compass around it, and it's got, you know, the United States and South America and all the different countries around, and the ships, and it says that... It's got north, south, east, west, and that's actually the direction. So when you come out of your cabin, you can tell which way is forward and which way is aft.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay. All right.
That's good to know.
I thought that was cool.
That is cool.
Just everything that's going on around you, like right now, there's a Mickey meet and greet.
Right.
I mean,
and
you can do that
and,
all day
and characters,
long.
Unlike, you know, in the parks where you have to look at a times guide and, oh, gosh, okay, I need to be here, and, oh, wait, oh, no, but you know, Tigger's going to be there at the same time, and oh, I need a fast pass to see Mickey at Main Street. And you don't have to do any of that because the characters are freely roaming around the ship.
Sometimes they
have
scheduled times.
I mean, they do have scheduled times,
yeah.
But they are
but they
also
will
freely
roam.
Roaming. I mean, yeah. I've seen characters. I've seen Donald. Chris, I think, got hugged by Donald, who then...
he was just walking by, and he saw that I had a Mickey phone.
Did he molest you?
And no.
Well, he got upset.
He pretended to be upset. And
well, I don't think
he
was pretending, Chris.
I said, oh, you're my favorite, and he gave me a hug, which totally made my day. Even though I'm a grown-up, that's my favorite character.
Yeah. You know, and Goofy was around earlier, and I mean, so there's all of that. I mean, so yes, I mean, there are times that are scheduled, but I mean, it's possible to just encounter
randomly,
them.
Randomly, yeah.
Which is nice, and then...
Some of those random encounters, we've talked about this before, it's incredible that they take the time in the middle of doing... They'll just take the time out of wherever they're heading to stop and talk with you, especially if you have a child, and interact with you. Just for a brief moment, they'll interact, which is great. Another thing we're talking about, what's so cool about the ship, have you noticed that the carpet is actually plush?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That when you walk on it, you feel a change in medium.
You sink down a little.
Yeah,
bit.
It's still fluffy because it's so new.
Especially the one in the main lobby. It's
right.
Very...
Yep. You walk on it, you're like, oh, what did I step on? Oh, the carpet. You know, the rug. But
is that what it's supposed to feel like?
Yeah, that's what it's supposed to feel like. Yeah, I wouldn't know that from our house because it's all matted.
Either.
Yeah.
And, You know, I mean, the other new stuff, the interactive pictures that are...
And the game.
So cool. And the game. Well, on the Dream, of course, they have the interactive photos. But, I mean, Chris and I ran into those pictures first thing yesterday where we walked up to one, and it was a pirate battle, and the two pictures started... I mean, a pirate battle, just and cannon fire going back and forth with the picture frames and
If you're a Disney art fan, this is a place to be because it's everywhere you look, from the classic
and it changes.
Films. Yeah, but even the ones that don't change, like when you're walking up and down the hallway, they have some, you know, old
renderings.
And
right.
Things like
and
that.
Then some new stuff, you know, mixed in with it. Yeah, it truly is. And
we saw the two pictures of Dumbo in the one hall, and there's a train, you know, for the circus train, and the train goes from one picture into the next, and it's neat how they interact.
And those will change. I mean, so that they're
some
not necessarily
like a bunch of different animations.
So they're not necessarily the same every time.
Yeah.
And then, of course, I mean, service, just like on any Disney cruise ship, has been impeccable. I mean, it's always, ma'am,
sir,
how can we help you?
What can we
do for you? What can we do better? I mean, I don't think we've made any requests we've made, and we've made some doozies, have always been met with yes, of course, or absolutely, or right away.
Yeah.
We haven't heard no, we cannot do that. I don't think it exists in their
vocabulary. I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to detox from this.
Right.
I think that's what we're going to have to do, especially after Paolo. We're like, you know, we
Paolo
ordered two.
Was amazing.
Oh, tell us about Paolo.
Paolo was really impressive. You get in there, and I mean, of course, it's great service. And the first thing they did was they gave us pashminas because there were four women who were all freezing.
Pashminas?
Pashminas, they're like shawls.
The wraps.
Pashmina.
And they matched one to all of our outfits.
Yeah, they actually had ones that matched every single one of our outfits. Like we brought them with us.
Yeah, exactly. So we were comfy, cozy. They star. They, you know, take your drink order.
So they do have stuff from the 50s.
Shut up.
I do have to say though,
it's better that, when you're here, because then I can give you a punch.
I do have one negative about it though.
What?
Waiting for drinks.
Yeah, the drinks took a while. I think we, you know, Michelle, who's been there a dozen times, said that the service wasn't up to the usual Paolo. I don't know if it was because
it's,
you know,
a practice run.
Yeah,
they're still working on some kinks.
It was still great. I mean, it's a lot
delicious.
Better than, you know, when you go to Cheesecake Factory. But it was good, and I mean, the food was incredible.
I'm still actually dreaming and thinking about the lobster ravioli.
Oh,
yeah, me too.
Those are good.
I really
I have
to go
never
back to
eaten
them.
Anything like that. It was so. It was in this cream sauce. It was so good.
Yeah, it was this lobster ricotta ravioli. It had a little tiny bit of chopped tomato in it and a little piece of basil, and it was just
to die
incredible.
For.
They bring out is it antipasto? I'm not
Italian.
Yeah,
in like a big rolling thing.
And they mix it up at the, you know, they put the meat and the cheese and the balsamic vinegar.
Oh, and the Parmesan was good,
it,
too.
They put it on there right, you know, as you're sitting there, and they give you that, and of course, you have your appetizers. You can order as many as you want. Lauren and I both ordered the lobster ravioli as a half dish appetizer. And we also had, I had the polenta and the mushrooms. And what did you get?
I had the soup.
The white bean soup?
The white bean soup, which was very good.
Yes, I had a bite of that too, or a taste of it. And then we all ordered the tenderloin, which is very good. So.
Yeah, it was delicious.
And then the two desserts we both ordered.
Which, by the way, we ate both.
Yeah, there was nothing subtle about us at that table.
Well, that's what it's for. And
oh
then,
and
I mean,
it was beautiful. The,
you know,
the room was beautiful.
We mentioned, you know, that we're going to see Aladdin, you know, on stage tonight. But Wishes, which is a brand new show for the Disney Fantasy last night. I don't know. Overall, I thought it was slow at first, and I was kind of worried. It was very, I think, Chris, you said, you know, it looked like they were trying to appeal to the teenagers.
They were.
And it was very Disney High School Musical.
Yeah.
At first, I was like, I don't know where this is going.
Well, because you get three young kids graduating from high school.
Right.
And you're
that's
like,
a story.
Where's this going?
Yeah, and they're talking about Disneyland. So it was very slow, but it eventually turns into this great show about how, you know, their best night, and it incorporates characters from, I don't know, Lion King,
Hercules.
Jungle Book, Hercules, Mulan. Little Mermaid.
You know what
Tangled.
I loved about this was they did songs that are under popular, I guess. They're not so popular. They're not your typical songs that you'd think you'd hear. They're your secondary songs or something. They did Kiss the Girl from Little Mermaid. You know, they didn't do Under the Sea.
I think that was more apropos to what they were trying to tell.
Right.
The story
it really incorporated into the story that they were telling about these three high school people.
That was probably the best scene, I thought. I didn't care for some of the more.
No, I like the Lilo and Stitch one, too, with
that
the waves.
Cute.
That
right.
was cool.
Right, and the effect. And I like that they kind of tried to draw out the audience. I mean, giving out the Hawaiian lays. And Stitch was there. And then, Bubbles
they
and
had
Butterflies.
Bubbles, Butterflies.
In the audience.
I have to say, the music I liked the best was the ladies singing the Hercules. I don't know that song because I don't know the name, but the Hercules. Weren't they good?
Yeah.
They sang it very well.
I thought the girl that sang Mulan's song was...
She was good,
too. She was good,
beautiful voice.
I think the show ran slightly long. I mean, I don't think that very last song was necessary, and it was a lot of fluff, and, you know, to shoot off the sparklers and the steam and to kind of just show off
I don't need that. I'd rather have more bubbles.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I think it was to show what the stage can do. And, yeah, it is a much more impressive stage.
Yeah.
The theater itself is two stories. I mean, you've got a balcony, so it's huge.
There's no columns.
There's not a bad seat.
Right.
Wow.
I don't like that there's no photography allowed, not even with a flash. Even without a flash, no photography is permitted in any of the shows, so just keep that in mind or be chastised.
Or use your iPhone like I did.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't make it legal.
Who's done the Aqueduct so far?
I have.
We have.
Oh my God.
Both on it?
Steve hasn't done it at all.
Steve's afraid.
Steve was getting a massage.
Okay, you know what? Let's go ahead and talk about the Aqueduct, and then we'll talk about the spa.
Okay. Aqueduct impressions.
Loved it.
Loved it.
Loved it.
Loved it.
In fact, I have to say that until I went on
that...
You have
to do it at night.
I was, I'll do it tonight.
Like, I'll do it again.
We'll do it again.
While
the fireworks go off.
I think going with two people is probably better because I did it alone and it was slow. I mean, a couple times.
No, it was slow with us too.
Oh,
I was a little
okay.
surprised at how slow
we're just well weighted.
We must have been balanced well, Lisa.
Right.
Yeah, I mean,
because Lauren and I went together and we flew.
I took a turn and I honestly thought I was going to get stuck. But
well, I couldn't hit the water to stop flashing.
That happens. That they'll turn the raft the wrong way or something. And then they have to turn the water and walk out there.
No, I mean, the water is cold. I mean, even with I even had a rash guard shirt on, and when that splashed up on my back, it was cold.
It was a lot colder than I thought.
I was too busy laughing. We were giggling the whole way down. And it's
and
like, whoa!
It was,
we were...
Do you know what the best thing about it, too, is then you get out, and the adult area, you just go up, is it two levels?
No, it's on that level. You can just walk right across to...
Yeah, you walk all the way down there to the adult side, and you can get in that adult hot tub.
Right. Oh, and
that's
the adult hot tub
like
is, I think, is one level down.
That is a really good idea.
We just wrapped up in 20 towels.
Yeah, no, we were freezing. We were like, forget it. We got to go.
To say that it's, this super amazing attraction or feature, I guess, I wouldn't go that far. I love the ingenuity.
I think it's fun.
But it's not like it's not like a super exhilarating.
Right. It's not
going to
break your vacation.
It's not a rush.
If you don't do it.
I have to say that it kind of changed my opinion because you know that at breakfast I was saying, well, this is nice, but I don't know if there's enough for me to do. And then we got out to the pool and I saw everything that I could do. I could go on the Aqueduct. I thought that's incredible. My kids would love that. They would love that Nemo play area. Mm-hmm. It kind of, later. Since then, I've been like, how can I book a couple rooms?
Yeah. Well, you have the Aqueduct, and then you have a smaller slide. Up to 14. You cannot go if you're older than that. And then they have the Nemo Splash Zone.
Which is huge. I mean,
it is.
Compared to
the
Magic or the Wonder, it is massive.
What's the age limit on that?
Up to 8. 0 to 8.
Oh, that's too bad because, the oldest one couldn't go in there.
See the Waterwork type?
And the Aqualab. Aqualab, too, which is cool, which is a play area.
That
where
is
really
and there's no
leaky pipes.
Leaky pipes, over in the back.
And there's no age limit on that.
No, I don't think so.
Instead of a No Splash Zone, they call it a Splash Zone. They cross it out.
And then, of course, being a bigger ship, you have the sports zone up top where you can do you can do the basketball, you can do some of it, so you got to pay for the golf, the simulated golf, which is cool, some of that stuff. And actually, if you look at those gold trimmings around the lobby area there, they reference the things that you can do, like floating on a raft, the golf, the You know, reading a book on a lounge chair, yep. all that stuff. That's what that's
dressing up like a pirate.
Dressing up, yeah. So all that stuff is on there. So kind of a nice feature that it kind of pulls in like that.
Cool.
But Steve, I mean, you missed out so far on the aqueduct. I mean, so
because, but I got that wonderful massage at least for me.
So, yeah,
all right. So yesterday I went to the spa strictly for research purposes. Actually, Chris, you talked me into it, and then you ditched me.
Sorry.
But we were Chris and I were going to get pedicures.
I've been there. I feel your pain.
No, listen.
Oh. Well, it is beautiful. I mean, the spa itself
the
is
spa
actually
is
beautiful, laid out. And the rainforest room is
And it's
is
larger
really
than
nice.
On the other two shows.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, so nice. I went, and I signed up for a pedicure because Chris said we were going to do this together, and then she ditched me.
Because of my sunburned feet.
She has sunburned feet. And then... So I got the fire and ice pedicure. It was $70, and it took about an hour, I'd say. And it was nice, but I felt like I was in a commercial. They're using different products and telling me how I need this and need that. All I wanted was pretty toes, and I didn't feel relaxed. I felt attacked or, you know.
Sold to.
Right. Targeted. And so I didn't care for that. But Michelle said she goes in with the tactic of, I don't intend to buy anything. If I find a product I like, I will buy it. Please don't talk to me and try and sell things to me. And so she does that right off the bat. And next time I will. Actually, Michelle's husband, when he goes in for any kind of treatment in the spa or anywhere else, he says flat off, or, you know, right off the bat, the more you try to sell me, the lower your gratuity becomes. And, you know, that's kind of how I feel. I'm there to relax, and I found the pedicure to be no superior, okay, maybe slightly superior to what I would get locally at our little nail salon for $25, because they use some scrubby thing on my legs, but that's about it.
I mean, so Steve, what did you have?
Yeah, let's
done?
Go to Steve. Well, what so, I signed him up for was, you know, like a pick five, and this was $129.
Where did you get your pedicure? In the hair salon?
In the hair salon.
So, yeah, it was a hair salon massage.
Yeah.
So it
but
wasn't
it wasn't,
spa.
It's not supposed to be a massage. It's,
it was awful.
It was supposed to be. It was supposed to
if
be.
If you can only see his face.
A scalp massage, neck
horrible.
And shoulder massage.
Yeah.
A facial.
A hair salon.
but look at his skin. Doesn't he look refreshed?
You're all aglow.
You
okay, I'll let Steve tell it.
So,
let's have
so
Steve
they,
go.
So they take you into the, you go to the locker room and you put, and they tell you to put all your clothes in the locker and lock the thing and here's a robe.
That's
and
then they can hold you.
Then they tell you to go in the lobby. So I'm like, really? So I'm supposed to go back to the lobby in my robe.
In all your nakedness.
Yeah, so I'm in the lobby with like 40 people.
And
they're all
in a bathrobe.
Hanging out, and I'm in a bathrobe.
And those
like
bathrobes are probably not, because you know what? They're long on short people, but.
So I'm like, constantly making sure that it's like. together. So then they take me into the hair salon.
And who's in the hair salon?
Like women gacking and talking and getting their hair cut and people like... And then they put me in a dentist chair. An actual dentist chair. That's like laying down. So I'm in a dentist chair in my robe in the lobby.
They didn't give you a blanket or something to cover up with? So
they stuck
warm?
A water pick in his mouth. It was very strange.
Well, they moved the bright smile thing out of the way. And then I'm sitting there and then they do the face massage. And then the maintenance guy needs to get into the maintenance closet that's right next to my leg. And so they're all there with trying to figure out what key opens the door to the maintenance locker.
Sounds relaxing.
It was great. And then the women are done with their haircut, and they're sweeping with the bucket and the broom. So that's like clanking around. It was awful.
You need to ask for a refund.
And then you have to take off the top of your... You have to take the top of your robe off to massage your shoulders and neck.
So you're so even
I'm,
more naked.
So I'm naked, like, next to these people.
He's doing the slow reveal. Well, I'm ready for my close-up, Mr.
It was so bad. Yeah. I could not wait to get out of there.
Somebody's painting him, you know.
But did you get the foot massage and all that?
Yeah, but it was awful.
So it was not at all relaxing.
Awkward.
It was so awkward that I couldn't
relax.
I almost left.
I
don't understand.
Like, give me my money back. I'm out of here.
It was so bad because I was like, okay, so the hair person is now trying to sell massages. and it's not the spot.
Do you think that's normal, or do you think they overbooked and they just stuck
it? No, I think that's normal. I think if you want a
if you want a massage,
but for $130,
well, yeah. You know, anybody can give a foot rub, but I think if you're looking for a massage.
Don't do that.
Get a massage. I mean, I've done a couple's massage on the one, and it's really nice where each person has a masseuse, and they, you know, and what to, you know, how much pressure do you want to use? You know, do you want the fluff and buff?
Yeah, they didn't ask Steve anything like that.
No, they just
and it was like I was like getting my hands washed.
Did you feel violated, Steve?
It was awful. I felt like ripped off. Because it was, I saw all the, because I took the tour and I saw all the nice rooms and the lounge, and here's where you go after, and here's where you go before. And then here's all the treatment rooms. And then they put me in
a dentist
chair.
The hair
and then there's like someone next to me getting their hair cut. I was like, it was awful. It was so bad.
And why they need you in a robe to do all that?
I was like, I could have just sat in this chair.
Well,
instead, I'm like laying in a robe. And you gotta walk by the fitness center. You gotta walk by, it's like.
All the men laughing and pointing at you.
It was horrible.
But but Pirate Night should make up for that, and the fireworks at sea, because let's remember Disney's the only ones that do that. So
excited, nice.
You know, followed by the Pirate Buffet in Cabana. So exciting, and here's a little cute little pirate.
He's a skeleton pirate.
Oh my goodness, he's so cute.
Oh, he is dressed head to toe in pirate garb.
Well, you can buy that stuff here too now.
I was going to run off before the show, and the Bibbidi Bobbidi becomes the Pirate League.
Yes.
On board, and you
can
get all dicked out. No.
We just toured that. I just toured that earlier. It was pretty impressive. They changed everything around. They put burlap on the chairs instead of the girly fabric. They put all different costumes out for the kids. It's really cute.
What floor is that on?
It's two up. Two more. Oh, and that's.